Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And what's my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Charles Whelan is our guest, our good friend, six-year member of our Brain Trust. Naked Money, a revealing look at what it is and why it matters, is his brand spanking new book. I'm very excited about your book, Charles. Congratulations. I know how much work you put into this thing. And I'm going to get you back again real soon because I want to talk some more about this. When we went to the break, we were talking about leverage, how money is leveraged. And therein lies the tendency or the ability to turn money a very simple thing. It's something that we believe will be exchanged in the future. So we'll take it from you, because I know I can exchange it in the future. Somebody will trust it. I trust you, and the next person will trust me with it. That's pretty simple. But when we start leveraging it, that's when it gets complicated, isn't it?
It's the accelerant. It makes everything better when things are good. It makes everything worse when they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
And as you and I were talking about over the break, the thing that got curious and ultimately very dangerous during the financial crisis is you had leverage. People were borrowing heavily. You had a little bit of a mania in that in the real estate market and other places, people were seeing increases in property values that just were not sustainable, and they borrowed against that, as is in every financial crisis
right.
from the history of money. But then I think the new twist we had are all the toxic assets. And I think before people get overwhelmed with the complexity, the key is that we just took the borrowings and chopped them up into small pieces like mm-hmm. newspaper and spread them around, which, again, if times
and then further leverage them, Charles.
Oh, yeah, then chop
some
them.
Of them, were them leveraged, some of them were leveraged 70
yeah.
to 1.
Right, I'm going to take a bunch of loans and then borrow against
yeah.
me. It's crazy.
Abuse. It was criminal. What they did was criminal,
yeah.
Charles, and nobody went to jail. I always want to remind people, nobody went to jail. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, the picture, I'm not a lawyer, and so it's clear to me that people acted in bad faith. They did
yes.
stupid things, which isn't against the law. They did abusive things, which should be against the law.
This
I don't know what the law is,
yeah.
but there's certainly bad actors.
One
from
of the
start
most,
to finish. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's the crazy thing. You have people who borrowed more than they should have, and that was a foolish decision.
And so let me ask you this question. One of the things that I want, because I want to get to Bitcoin pretty quickly, which is where I'm headed. Don't you think that the problem we have right now is we've got analog regulations and policies and preventions that are trying to hold back digital currency? And I don't mean Bitcoin. I mean the money, our global fiat money in ones and zeros in banking and moving around the world on the internet. Don't you think that's where the danger is?
That's certainly where the instability is. And I kind of like your analogy. The regulators, almost by definition, are always going to be behind and undermanned relative to what's happening and the speed at which things are happening. You know, trillions of dollars, literally, swapping currencies, moving around the globe, and then you just layer on top of this traditional borrowing, which, as we've said, is always dangerous when things turn bad,
right.
but then with a level of opacity that nobody really knows what's embedded
mm-hmm.
in some of these products. That's a very toxic brew.
And I still say that the government is still trying to manage the digital dangers with analog approaches. Now, which brings us to Bitcoin. Bitcoin, tell the audience what Bitcoin is and why we should care.
Bitcoin is a very strange new cyber currency. The way you would get Bitcoin, ironically, is you would mine it. So you set up, Bitcoin is earned based on a very strange algorithm that was written by somebody who's remained anonymous. We don't even know who originated
right.
this Bitcoin. But you harness your computer or sets of computers up to the internet, and you solve complex mathematical problems that require tremendous amounts of computing power.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine it as if you were factoring a very large number. And when you solve one of these problems, then you're awarded a Bitcoin. And the use mining is, it's kind of like you were sending your drill bit deep into a mountain and you happen to find some gold or silver. Now, the value of this Bitcoin, as we said earlier in the show, is predicated on whether anybody else wants it. I mean, you know, I could set something up and give you Charlie coins and nobody particularly cares. But for a complex set of reasons, there has become a market for these Bitcoins. You can swap them for other currencies. You can buy things in some rare cases.
But only people who are nerds like you, basically.
I don't dabble.
When I say you,
I'm not even nerdy enough.
No, no, I'm talking about nerds like people who are, you being other Bitcoiners is what I'm talking about. Not
and
Charles
even
or Jim,
I don't have
the other person.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't have sufficient computing power. I mean,
why is this causing such a frenzy? People are concerned about this. They're thinking about it. Isn't this kind of thing a more elegant version of this going to be in our future digital currency?
I think with the emphasis on more elegant, I have been told, I am not sophisticated enough to know, that the process by which information is shared on this ledger, that you don't need an intermediary to determine you have sent Bitcoin to me, that it can be done to this community, and is a remarkably powerful
technology. And it's less likely to be violated. You can't violate it, as I've read it, too. So, hey, Charles, I've enjoyed this, but we need more time on this. Will you come back?
I'd be happy to come back. We got all kinds. I mean, money banking and central banking, there's a lot of
meat
on
that
boat.
Take each one of those and break them down and have a session on each one of them. So I'm going to be back in touch with you and get you back on the show real soon so we can continue this conversation. You want to give us a website?
That would be great. NakedEconomics.com, the first of the naked books.
There you go, NakedEconomics.com. Charles Whelan, ladies and gentlemen, Whelan, if you want to check him out online. We'll get Charles back again real soon. I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 After. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.